This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. It's been a long, drawn-out winter in Winnipeg. Snow's come and gone, and there's always a threat it may still return. But as the snow melts, it's exposing an ugly problem across the city. Litter. Streets, boulevards, and sidewalks across Winnipeg are revealing months of built-up trash, a trend documented in Take Pride Winnipeg's newly released 2026 Litter Index. Looking at the numbers, Tom Ethans, executive director of Take Pride Winnipeg, says litter levels are up compared to last winter.
Well, we're seeing a lot more little things that are out there. And overall, the city is just a little worse than it was last year. Not horrible, but there are some really bad streets still that make the index go up higher. And need more help from people to go out and do some picking up of litter.
The index scores neighborhoods on a scale from 1, meaning no litter, to 10, which is considered extremely littered. While there are clean sections throughout the city, every area surveyed still contains pockets of severe litter.
It's not just one section of the city, it's every area of the city. There's at least one or two nines or tens, and that's the worst you can get. So it's every area of the city, and people have to understand that it just doesn't take long to make that difference.
In Northeast Winnipeg, the most litter-affected area this year, the average score came to 6.88. By comparison, Fort Rouge and Fort Garry were the cleanest areas surveyed, with an average score of 5. River Heights and Charleswood, along with St. Vitale and South Winnipeg, also ranked among the cleaner areas, while downtown landed closer to the middle of the pack with a score of 5.90.
Well, as we drive down the streets, and we do about 500 kilometers of city streets, and we don't do every residential street because for the most part, the residential streets are pretty clean as opposed to some of the major routes. When we go up and down the streets and we see streets like Portage Avenue, which actually can be anywhere from a 3 to a 5, maybe a 6, except one area around Polar Park, which is a 9. And then you've got other areas that are so bad that it's going to take several people quite a bit of time to pick up 50, 60 bags of litter.
So why is there more litter this year? Ethan says part of it comes down to a difficult year for many residents, combined with habits around waste.
It's been a tough year for a lot of people, and you see different areas of the city that we need a lot more help.
Despite the challenges, community involvement is already picking up. Ethan says he's seeing individuals heading out daily to clean up their neighborhoods, with schools also getting involved.
Generally, I've already seen several individuals out picking up litter and enjoying that they go out on a daily basis to pick up litter. I've already seen, this morning I was at a school, and the kindergarten class was so excited to tell me that they had gone out the day before I did this presentation today to go and pick up litter in their schoolyard, and they were happy that they were out there, and they were sad that there was so much litter out there.
Earlier this week, a kindergarten class even took pride in cleaning their own schoolyard, something Take Pride Winnipeg hopes will lead to long-term change.
It's amazing when I talk to the kids and we talk about not throwing stuff out your car window, and then I have a student going, well, my dad throws stuff out his car window. Okay, we then get them to change their parents' attitude about how to do things. And it can be from the smallest item, which is cigarette butts, which counts for 30% of litter on our streets, or it could be coffee cups or water bottles, anything like that.
Interest in helping is growing, with community groups and organizations reaching out daily to Take Pride Winnipeg to organize cleanups.
Businesses are calling us every day, and community groups are emailing us today. I think we got 30 emails today alone from people wanting to go out and do cleanups. So people are out and about on their own or with other groups, and it's fantastic. It's going to make a difference, and by middle of May, we are going to be very clean and very beautiful.
As warmer weather arrives, Take Pride Winnipeg is encouraging residents to spend even a small amount of time making a difference, helping return Winnipeg's streets to a cleaner, healthier state. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.